In 1915, the future Governor General of Canada, John Buchan, published The 39 Steps, an espionage novel that set the stage for what the genre would grow into. Richard Hannay, a former mining engineer returning home from a life in Africa, finds himself embroiled in an international terrorist plot to assassinate a visiting dignitary. He sets off by himself from London for Scotland, hoping to evade the bad guys and stave off the assassination. And so we see the birth of the man-on-the-run motif that has become so popular in books and film. It's an image that resonates in the human imagination, the idea that one would be able to recognize truth when confronted with a story so fantastic it sounds like the delusions of a disturbed mind, and that after identifying that truth, a lone person can take a stand against immense evil to be the one to stop the nefarious plan. The lone wolf is the hero. And though that might be how we like to envision ourselves, the book is actually about the exact opposite. At every turn, Richard Hannay might use his wits to get out of a tight spot, but he's successful because of the constant outpouring of help from strangers. As former Wilmington resident Althea Gibson said, no matter what accomplishments you make, somebody helped you. And I think we're in love with that idea of the maverick, the champion, who as an outsider can take on all comers and surpass everyone's expectations. It's a story we see play out frequently, especially in the political season. But the reality is that nobody gets anywhere in life without a lot of help. One thing that is surprising to me is that people who are born into lucky situations, like strong families with stable economic opportunities and access to education, healthcare, and eventually professional mentors, who fail to recognize that all of these elements are amazing gifts that they have been handed. Yes, hard work and determination are still requirements. But you just started life a leap ahead of most of the rest of the world. And now teachers, family, friends, and an extended network of people are out there to help you through life. Richard Hannay discovered in his travels that the island nation of the United Kingdom was actually composed of good-hearted, generous people willing to give when asked, and many of them before they were asked. And yet, Hannay doesn't really acknowledge the help he received along the way. Perhaps that's a fault that many of us share with him. I know I do. It can be hard to remember that no matter how hard you have worked for something, that you still share the credit with the people who helped you get there. But more pressing, when it feels like every time the news comes on and there's yet another tragedy, it's important to remember that there is basic human goodness. And from Wilmington, North Carolina, we might not be able to do much directly for Brussels or Syria, but we can make a difference here, even if the recipient doesn't understand how they were helped. It's the doing that matters, not the accolades.